Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. Since its inception in 2012, Variety, the children's charity, has given away hundreds of adaptive bikes to special needs children. The effort takes scores of volunteers, but one of them rises to the top.
A lot of these children may never go to the prom. You know, they may never leave home. And to see that moment and the moment that Variety gives them is just pure joy. Hi, my name is Mickey Scrow, and I got started with Variety about 2 years ago. It took me all but 15 minutes to know that I wanted to be part of this program to help children. It has brought so much joy and fulfillment to children. It gives them the opportunity to be somebody that nobody ever thought they could be. It gives them the opportunity to ride a bike. Biggest thing that I think that I do, I like to find the children, try to get the message out that this is available, recognize where the needs are going to be, trying to raise money. I work for AFSCME, and we were able to start a trust fund for the Variety program for the kids. And as of right now, we have raised over $25,000 in the trust. Our goal is to raise somewhere in the vicinity of $100,000.
I think what Mickey brings is a genuine zeal that he wants the kids to have the opportunity to have fun, to feel proud of themselves. We forget that all kids want to feel good about themselves and want their parents to feel good about them. I'm Charlie LaValle, technically the Chief Executive Officer at Variety, but I prefer Chief Excitement Officer. And what Mickey Scrow has brought to it is a true passion of wanting nothing but to change the children's lives.
These kids are heroes to me. And these parents go through a lot more than I do in my life. If I can bring one bit of happiness to those children's lives and to those parents' lives, that's what we should be doing. I really don't keep track of how many hours I put into this. I spend a lot of time in between my regular job trying to find the children. I can tell you how I found one child, which is really funny. I was over at the YMCA in Indiana, PA, and we saw a child in a walker walking around the track. And I told my wife to pull over, and she goes, "Oh, no." I went up, and I said, "Hey, look, do you know there's a program?" Next thing you know, "Oh, thanks, you know, thanks a lot." They get involved in a program, and that's how you find kids. You just got to keep your eyes open around you. The IU units, the school districts have got to be a bigger part. We found one time we went to an after-school program where there was 14 children that qualified for this program. We go into hospitals, wherever the child's having therapy. It's just getting into those facilities and explaining the program. The program sells itself. People that always say they're too busy to do volunteer work are missing out. I mean, if you're not volunteering, you're not fulfilling your function in this world. I mean, if we all volunteered and gave time to those that are less fortunate of us, I just deep down inside think we would be a better place. Giving your time and giving a total effort to help others is so fulfilling in your life that if you're not doing it, you're missing a big part of what could make you whole.
To learn about others making a difference in our community and to hear Mickey Scrow remember the first time he was part of a bike giveaway, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.